This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. In a moment, I'm going to tell you yet another story about another airline that is run by people who are not very bright. But first, Jennifer, please carry us into the hour with something that we will find take our breath away.
Well, it should, because according to reports and science, your kids, those cute little devils that you have running around at your house, well, they may soon have accompanying horns. That's because researchers who studied 1,200 x-rays of adults aged 18 to 30 found that there was a hook or a horn-like feature that is now jutting out of the back of the skull of the heads of about a third of these people. So the question is, what is causing young people to grow horns in the back of their skull?
They're saying, the lady whose last name is Horn.
Is Horn, but I don't think I have a horn. Maybe I do. They might poke out every once in a while. But researchers have suggested that the appearance of these horns are actually bone spurs, and that they could be caused by the forward tilt of the head while the young person is using a smartphone or other handheld device. Mm-hmm. They said that action shifts the weight from the spine to the muscles at the back of the head, which causes bone growth in the connecting tendons and ligaments. Wow. Now, they kind of liken it, just to make this make sense, to, like, think about your foot. Not to get too personal here, but we probably all have had a callus or two. And that's the skin thickening as a response to pressure or abrasion. Well, that's what they're saying is happening on the skulls of young people because of technology. Now, that story made big news on social media. The Washington Post got a hold of it and grabbed a ton of attention in the last couple of days about this claim that kids are growing horns because of their cell phones. Now, and I would imagine a lot of people are responding, a new set of scientists responding, probably on the payroll of cell phone and technology companies.
Of course.
Saying, well, wait, not so fast. The problem is that when they did the research, they found that human skeletons are indeed shifting and that they are changing, but they think they're changing to like a new modern era where the new version of humans, due to postural and other behaviors, they were not able to actually prove or link cell phones as the culprit. They say there could be a wide variety of things like watching television, reading books, terrible posture, maybe lack of exercise that could be causing these kids to grow horns.
15 years ago.
Right. Yeah. I think everybody has seen that person, and maybe you are that person, that leans forward, the head is jutted forward, and they're looking over at their device. This makes total sense to me. If we are making changes to our spine, it has to be from something so repetitive. And what is more repetitive than constantly checking your cell phone?
Yep. They've got it. Nailed it. Good job.
I'm curious if our bodies are adapting. You know, maybe we'll grow bigger horns. I wonder what we could use them for.
Well, think about the tail that you used to have. The coccyx, which is at the end of your spine, is what's left of us, or some of our ancestors, having tails. And the body does develop and reacts to what is a part of our experience. I don't know. We needed tails keep the flies off at some point, I guess, in our existence.
I think maybe for climbing.
Maybe, yeah.
Our tails for climbing?
Let's see. Huh?
I didn't know we had tails.
Tails.
Well, I mean, yeah. Are we talking about, like, as humans or as, like, monkeys?
No. Back into whatever the forerunner of the human being is, millions and millions of years.
Yeah, I mean, you've never seen,
ago.
Like, a prehensile tail where they, like, hold on to limbs and stuff?
Right,
with
yeah. You've never seen an x-ray of your body, Victoria? It shows that tailbone sticking. That's what they call the tailbone.
Yeah,
the coccyx is
the
tailbone.
Yeah, I know.
And a lot of people break it when they fall down because it sticks out so far. If you put your hand back there, you can feel it at the end, you know, of the, excuse me, the crevice that's there. Okay. Moving along now, a passenger very unhappy, claimed she was bombarded with homophobic abuse from the crew of a Ryanair flight. Ryanair is the equivalent of Southwest in Europe. Does the same thing with the same airplanes. They had a huge order, 737 Maxes, which they canceled. Be interesting to see what happens as they rebuild it. But anyway, this woman, excuse me, named Laura Muldoon, tweeted a photograph of a group of men who she said called her a miserable B and a D and a lesbo and all kinds of other stuff on a flight from London to Seville, Spain. And the crew did nothing, she said. After sending the tweet, she was sent several messages of support. The airline told her to contact them so the staff could investigate the incident. If the police pursue the incident, it'll be treated as a hate crime. So they have hate crimes in Europe as well. Do you think that's where our focus on hate crimes, do you think the way we did it was a result of what had happened earlier in Europe? Nobody knows.
I don't know. Yeah,
hate crimes didn't originate in the United States. Hate crimes have been going on everywhere. But that term, that phrase.
Hate crimes, at least you could date them back to the Holocaust, at least, right? Because they used to damage synagogues and things all throughout Europe.
Correct. Yes.
I think lynching black people in America would probably be the original hate crime, though, before the Holocaust.
Yeah, but they wouldn't refer to it. I'm talking about the verbiage. Here, that's all I'm talking about, Victoria, not the actual fact.
I'm
but
sure they've existed all throughout history, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's always been something there.
All right, we'll go to our Game of Thrones expert, Kara. Did they have hate crimes back in Ungabunga days, whatever that time period was called?
Maybe, but I feel like they just killed so willy-nilly that I don't know if it... I don't know if it was based on anything specific, like a...
So was there no law during that period? Did they... The law was whatever... The blonde said it was, or what? Because it was, as I understand it.
I mean, law was whoever was in charge decided that, yeah, I mean, they had law, but I don't know if there were as many standards as there are now. I mean, Game of Thrones is also not really based on reality.
It's fictional.
I don't know. I mean,
there are dragons, so I'm not sure that
they had laws and they killed people based on those laws. What were they, good laws, or were they really, there was no judicial system, so it was just one person making the decision, but. I don't know. I wouldn't consider them hate crimes.
Here's the story of Grayson Fritz, who's the pastor of the All Scripture Baptist Church in Knoxville. He's also the pastor or the, what do they call it when you're the spiritual counselor for the sheriff's department? What do they call those guys? Spiritual advisor?
A chaplain, like a
chaplain. Church. Thank you. Yeah. That's it. So he was turned away by a Cracker Barrel restaurant for delivering a sermon earlier in which he called for the execution of people who belong to the LGBTQ community.
Oh.
He had planned to hold a meeting at the Cracker Barrel on June 29th, but they told him he could get lost because they found out about his statements of hate and divisiveness. How do people actually exist in this world who are that, even if they believe it, are dumb enough to... They don't think there's going to be some impact. There was a television station that got a hold of whatever the copy was. You know, somebody in the congregation said, hey, believe what this guy said? And then the television station requested a copy of the sermon. He refused to apologize for the sermon. Put homos to death, he said.
There's not liking someone or not liking what someone does and then calling for the execution of them. Yeah. I also don't understand. As a religious person, you believe that God has created all of these people, and then shouldn't God be in charge of what happens to people? Why is it like, why are you calling for people to go and execute?
I think we give these guys too much credibility. I look at him and listen to what he said and kind of get the drift of him. Not very bright.
Well, he's obviously nutso.
Well, he's nutso, he's not very bright, one or the other.
Well, or maybe most of the time when anybody's out there railing against being gay, they're closet cases themselves, so
also true, right, yeah. And they don't know how to do anything about it. Yeah, exactly. 15 past the hour on the DJV Show. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry my pillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The Geek Out. Oh boy, lately there has been a lot of misinformation about the death of iTunes. Let's make this clear. Your iTunes library is not about to die. No, what's going on is this. Apple is finally getting around to decluttering iTunes into a pure music app. Later this year, iTunes will break apart into three separate applications: podcast, movies, and music. And it's that music one that will continue to give you the same, if not better, access to your music files, all without the confusing UI that has plagued iTunes as it became overstuffed with things not about music. Don't worry, iTunes isn't going away. It's simplifying, and that's a good thing. We've got more about why iTunes isn't dead at the Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For those of you who are interested in what's going on in England, the list of candidates to be the next prime minister down to two. The Conservatives this week whittling down candidates in a series of votes, and Big Bad Boris, Big Bad Boris is in the list, as Jeremy Hunt is as well. Theresa May, as you know, is out. She's staying until there's a new prime minister. New prime minister will be from the Conservative Party, because the Conservative Party runs the country. So whoever leads the Conservative Party becomes the prime minister. You following that? Got it? Be a test later on this.
Got it.
Hunt's the current foreign secretary, and he has admitted he's the underdog. I'm going to bet we're going to have Big Bad Boris for a while to look at.
Oh, yeah, he's the odds-on favorite.
Looking at his ugly face, then change to something else. So the winner comes out about a month from now, looks like, I think, under the circumstances. So what will that do to change the reality in England in terms of Brexit, how the country is organized in a manner of speaking? Is this guy, what do we know about Boris and his feelings about Brexit? I don't know that I've seen anything.
Well, he's for it, but he's not for Theresa May's. Yeah, he and Theresa May are in the same party. They're for Brexit together.
Yeah, right.
But I think he just doesn't think she went about it the right way. So we'll see what his plans are.
Well, he wants to get out of the European Union.
He's pro Brexit. Yes, Boris Johnson. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think they're going to do a referendum to let the British people vote again, which I think is a mistake. But
which will make sure that they lose power as soon as that happens, because
probably
the country will go into economic ruin, and they'll blame these people, and probably justifiably so. So you can kiss their butts goodbye sooner rather than later, if you're in that business. 21. Say it again, Doug. 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So there's a big to-do about this song that the NFL, NBC, Sunday Night Football say is their song. Carrie Underwood and the NFL and NBC have been hit with a lawsuit that accuses them of plagiarizing the Sunday Night Football theme song by singer Heidi Merrill. She and some of her songwriting collaborators filed the lawsuit in federal court claiming that she, Heidi, created the song in 2016 called Game On, pitched it to Underwood's producer Mark Bright, and he said, we'll pass. Right, of course. Merrill alleges that Underwood's song of the same name, Game Night, or Game On, which was played during the opening of the Sunday Night Football back this past year, is a direct copyright violation of the song that she sent over to Underwood. So let's listen. We're listening now to Carrie's version of it, right, Kara?
No, this is the Heidi Merrill one.
All right. So you want to compare this to Carrie Underwood's?
Well, I was going to play this for a second. All right.
All right. To be clear, this is the Heidi Merrill version, the first version of the song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then here's the Carrie Underwood one.
I needed 10 seconds of that to know it's the same song.
Really? I think it sounds different to me.
Yeah, they don't really sound similar to me at all.
Oh, I think they sound the same look.
Well, yeah, the Game On part does. But
well, it's different lyrics.
Yeah.
But I think that's the same song. I don't know.
I think they got themselves, as they say on Blue Blood, they jammed up a little here.
Yeah, I think they have a good case, though, because, yeah. I mean, if she sent them a song called Game On 2 years ago, and then suddenly that's the same hook, yeah.
I would say, is Carrie Underwood not that smart? I thought she was pretty...
Well, she may not have even known. Yeah. Whoever wrote it, she's probably not writing this stuff.
They put her in the studio, NBC and the NFL pay her a ton of money, and they say, here you go, Carrie, start singing. And then she just basically screams about Sunday Night Football. I think these songs are all so stupid. I don't don't need Carrie Underwood screaming at me that the football season or the football game's about to start. It's just, not a fan.
I don't know. I liked it when, what's his face did it? Hey, was it Merle Haggard? No. Who did the original, like the one the last, before Carrie Underwood?
Isn't it Hank Williams Jr.?
Hank Williams, maybe, yeah.
Right?
Anyway, whoever it was, that to me was iconic. You heard it, you're like, okay, it's football time. Maybe
yeah.
Carrie's it lacking a little bit. I don't know. I think it's kind of clever marketing. The minute you hear it, it's immediate branding.
All right. Well, I'm done yawning now. We can go on to Ariana Grande, who has announced a new U.S. tour. Midst of a North American leg of her Sweetener tour, now has announced a fresh slate of U.S. dates that will keep her on the road through the holidays. So why is it that all these people now think they have to name their tours? Is that something in the last few years? Always, really?
Yeah.
I must have missed
Usually
that.
It's the same album title or something related to whatever album they're promoting.
For how long, though, would you say? All as far back as you can remember, Victoria?
Certainly in my lifetime, absolutely.
Really?
I don't know going back further if, like, the Beatles did that. I don't know,
no,
but...
Didn't have to, but that's an example.
The Rolling Stones have done that forever.
Elvis in Vegas tour, yeah. The 19-date run for Ariana Grande slated to kick off in November with a show at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island. Run through December 21st at the Forum in L.A., Jennifer. She revealed to fans that she is still battling a bout of bronchitis. Sounds like I am too, but I'm not. Let's see. She's wrapping up her North American run August 4th by headlining Lollapalooza in Chicago. And she goes to London for a three-show run at the O2 Arena. No opening acts have been announced yet for the November and December dates.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning more about President Trump's apparent decision to pull out of a military strike he had initially green-lighted against Iran in retaliation for Iran shooting down a U.S. drone on Wednesday. That strike in retaliation was to be carried out before dawn today, but reports are last evening the president called it off against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. Democratic Congressman John Garamendi of California says he thinks it's best the U.S. not go it alone against Iran.
Mm-hmm. We should not be in a situation alone here. Clearly, Iran attacked. Is that an act of war?
I would say it certainly rises to that level. How do we respond to that? Mm-hmm. And that's time. Take a deep breath. Think it through. Rally our allies.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Yay, Jennifer. Yay, Victoria. Yay, Kara. In a moment, I'm going to focus on the state of Georgia and the latest thing they did to separate themselves from the rest of the world. That's after Victoria brings us up to date on something else that's on her mind from the trending list.
Yeah, here's a really cute story. So, like a lot of kids, 13-year-old Isaiah Tuckett had a dream to go to Disney World, but his parents said that they couldn't afford the trip to gather their family and go from Minnesota down to Florida. So, he had a solution. He was going to bake his way to Disney World. And 4,000 cupcakes later and 12 months later, he actually got his wish. He earned enough money and sent his entire family down to Disney World. And so, he started selling his cupcakes for $20 for a dozen, and he was able to pay for his mother, his father, his sister, brother, sister-in-law, and nephew all to take a trip together, and he said it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and his cupcakes, actually, the whole story has gone viral, just in terms of how much the local community helped out. A local bake shop closed down, and just for him for a day, so he was the only cupcake maker in the town for a day, so he could basically take their profits. And Minnesota's current cottage foods law means that he didn't have to have a restaurant level kitchen to sell the baked goods. However, what that means is that the stove in his family's house broke from overuse, and the family had to buy a new freezer to store some of his largest orders. His largest order was 750 cupcakes. It's only one order. That's a lot. So, his mom said that he has always liked helping out in the kitchen, and she always encouraged that, but she had no idea that it would go to this level. But the whole family had a wonderful time at Disney World. So you can bake your way to your dreams.
And these are nice-looking cupcakes,
too. They're good-looking cupcakes, right?
He's got, the swirly frosting on top and decorations.
Are they gluten-free? I want some of the gluten-free.
I would imagine. I wouldn't be surprised if he made some of them that were.
Gluten-free. Yep. Yeah, good. So, how many people are fans here of The 70s Show?
I never watched it. Yeah, I watched
that 70s
Show. I watched maybe an episode.
I used to watch it
sometimes. Really seen it.
It was one of those shows that was on TV reruns all the time, so I used to watch it every now and then.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis that's how they get to know each other, right?
Yeah, Mila Kunis.
Mila?
Yep. Yeah. That's where they met.
I'll say Mila. Okay. They met, right, exactly, and now they're married, and the tabloids this week carrying stories about them eminently divorcing. It's all over.
I would hate to be a Hollywood couple because the tabloids pick a different couple every week. Eventually, the odds are, with divorce odds, they will be correct about somebody.
Well, Ashton Kutcher, I'm assuming this is what you're talking about, the video that he posted on Instagram. It's really funny. You guys should watch it. It's the two of them in the car. They've got, the article pulled up on their phone, and they're talking about Mila's like, and I get to take the kids, and you had a deep, dark secret. And he was like, what was my secret? So it's really funny. They're going through and making fun of it. I personally think if they get divorced, the reason will be his mustache, because it's just he looks kind of like a creepy serial killer right now with a mustache, but I don't know. They're
funny.
Is
that for that show, The Ranch? Is that why
he has a mustache? I would imagine so, probably.
Yeah. Well, it's that sort of stuff. It is, you're right. You go through the supermarket checkout counter, and everybody's getting divorced, or everybody's dead, one or the other. Demi Moore's dying words.
Celebrities want to please people, so maybe when they read those headlines, that's actually what initiates their divorce, do you think?
George Takei takes Ben Affleck as a partner.
What?
That's
I'm looking at some of these headlines.
Is that an actual headline somewhere, or are you just making that up? That's a good headline.
That's an interesting match.
I'd read that article.
Wow. Of course.
Maybe Doug should just start making up his own headlines. Because it sounds like you make them up
What makes you think I don't do that now? Jennifer's been accusing me of that for years, outrageously.
Fake news? Maybe I started it. I started it for the president, right?
Yeah, you did, right. The president, exactly.
The hashtag of fake news.
The president actually is having an affair with Jennifer Aniston. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Lucky him.
And Julia Roberts is engaged to Spike Lee.
What does her husband think?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What does Spike's wife think?
Andy Cohen was actually married to his mother.
That's a step too far.
Really?
Yeah.
Prince Charles is actually Daniel Craig's father.
I don't know if the math
he has
up
room,
on that one,
he's
right?
He's clearly not Harry's father, so...
All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Marion Wilson, 42 years of age, put to death by lethal injection this week for killing an off-duty prison guard in 1996. There's swift justice for you. 23 years later, 10th inmate executed in the U.S. this year and the second in Georgia, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. How'd you like to run that out? I'm the president of the Death Penalty Information Center. There's a job for you.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, we go.
How do you have a cheerful conversation with your spouse at the end of your work day when that's So did another one get fried
today?
You go to a
party.
Yep.
What do you do for a living? I run the Death Penalty Information Center.
It's like being the Grim Reaper.
All right, exactly. Speaking of the Grim Reaper, Roy Moore is running for the Senate again, Jennifer. Did you see that?
I did. What a mistake.
How many people have accused him of sexual assault?
I think there were only two that said he touched them. There were two specifically that, like, wrote him letters and stuff like that. I don't know. This guy, he has his right to fight these allegations,
yeah, right.
But I just, it didn't work the last time, and he's running against the same person. I don't know why he thinks it would work this time, and there's no other Republican who's really stepped forward to run against him until some state rep just said, you know what, I'll do it, and everybody's kind of clamoring, like all the big conservatives are trying to clamor around this guy to give him a boost so he can try to take on Roy Moore, because no one wants him to be the candidate to go up against Doug Jones in Alabama.
Yeah. By the way, we're talking about this stuff, and I don't know why I always attribute the NRA to the South, but what's happening with the National Rifle Association?
Do they have a new president?
Well, once his face got thrown out because he didn't like Wayne LaPierre, and he's trying to get rid of him, and LaPierre aced
him. Ollie North, right? Yeah.
So now whoever was behind Ollie North is also getting booted. This LaPierre character, man, he is a tough cookie. You don't want to. He's a power-crazed zealot, and anybody that looks at him cross-eyed, gone, out. And the fact that he had the hooch to get rid of Ollie, well, really, that's what sort of surprised me, because it's not like Ollie doesn't have a lot of friends.
I think they also wanted, they've got Dana Loesch now, and I think there's also something to be said for people wanting to see a female in that role, because it provides a different side. There's a lot of stereotyping. You just said it yourself. I think of the South. I think of this when I think of the NRA. Yeah. And when you have someone who's a mom, like Dana Loesch, representing you, well, that starts breaking down those stereotypes.
Okay, so what do Dana Loesch and Ollie North have in common beside the job we were just talking about? Anybody?
Radio.
Yep. What about radio?
They're both talk show hosts at Radio America.
That's true. They both were on the same originating network as I am. Not at the same time, but different times. All right, so that's the end of the trivia. Migraine attacks can include symptoms like nausea, difficulty concentrating, and sensitivity to light, sounds, and odors. It's National Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. Good time to learn the facts.
Did you know that women are 3 times more likely to suffer from migraine than men? Hi, I'm Senator Patty Cooter from Washington State, and I'd like to recognize this June as National Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. Migraine can cause severe pain that lasts for hours or even days, and it impacts more than 37 million Americans. If you experience migraine, there are resources available from your doctor and employer to help effectively manage migraine symptoms. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. How do you do? 47 after the hour on the DJV Show. The state of Maine, latest to pass a law with, the feds aren't doing anything about the student loan problem. So the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, signed the Act to Establish a Student Loan Bill of Rights to license and regulate student loan servicers in the state of Maine that goes into effect with the beginning of the next school year. Paying back student loan debt is difficult enough without a profit-hungry lender trying to make it harder and more expensive, said the governor. By signing this bill, Maine is taking critical action to create oversight, implement accountability, and protect our borrowers. I think that's pretty smart, actually. You don't often think of Maine leading the way in many things, but in this circumstance...
A lot of colleges in Maine, though.
There are good colleges. Bowdoin.
Expensive colleges.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why people pay so much for education. It just... What do you expect to happen? You're never going to pay it off. That's the problem. And so we can regulate the industry, but nothing is going to get solved until either the educational institutions take their money, the pricing down, or people say, you know what? Forget that. I'm going to go to a state school and save some cash.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. pardon me. The state schools are taxpayer funded, so we're paying for it anyway.
I know, but at least it's cheaper. But it takes away from the
student
loan.
Well, it's not really
debt.
Cheaper. No, it's not cheaper.
Well,
it's cheaper for the individual,
correct.
But it's not cheaper to run it. If you knew the budget, for example, for UCLA, where my
I know
daughter
the UC
teaches,
budget, it's gigantic.
It's craziness. Crazy. Yeah. The best of everything, which is okay. But it's, it goes a little...
But see, even the UCs are pricey for individuals. It's the CSUs, the
15.
Cal State Universities, that are the ones where you can actually get a good education for less money.
Right. So tell me about the House, White House reporters having a goodbye party for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's not expected, is it? Did she actually have her friends as people actually...
I hadn't heard that, but that's surprising.
Yeah.
When is she leaving, and do we know who the new person is?
The new person hasn't been named yet. She's leaving at the end of the month, but the rumor, so that's next week, the rumor is that it might be the First Lady's press secretary. Her name's Stephanie Grisham, and she seems to be the odds-on favorite. They also have Hogan Gidley, who works right underneath Sarah Sanders, but I have a feeling they're probably going to pick a woman because I think it helps. I think it just helps deliver the tone of the administration. I don't know if you need another white guy, which is typically who past administrations have hired as press secretaries. There's only been three women female press secretaries out there. So, yeah, I think
I think
that direction.
Melania's press secretary, what was her name again? Stephanie
Grisham, I think is her name.
To me, in the entire administration, I have found her to be the most effective communicator in the entire administration. Okay. So I would totally endorse that pick because I think everything that has been thrown at Melania, Stephanie is right on top of it. I think she delivers succinct answers. I think she's done a great job. I think she would be really good in that role.
Interesting to see how that flushes out then. Thank you for that discussion. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 past the hour, time for a visit with our auto expert Nick Miles. And all his glory with that beard and mustache, he's very distinguishable from the other guys. He's always kind of, you look sort of dapper too, all the time. Like the other guys are greasy looking, and you're all in there. You're all in. It looks. All right, let's get the market research out there. The J.D. Power. Of all of these huffer and puffer groups, I do think J.D. Power is respected, probably among all of the research groups that tells you, the J.D. Power seal of approval, this car really is reliable, or this group or whatever it is that they're studying. So they've come out with a quality study on cars. What does it say?
Yeah, so first 30 days or first, 3 months that they test, someone gets a brand new car, who has the least problems with it? And the top three, interestingly enough, are held by the Koreans, the Genesis, which is the luxury car arm of Hyundai at number one, Kia number two, and Hyundai themselves at number three. It's interesting who doesn't fall above what they call the average, the industry average. which is the average number they're saying is around 93% perfect cars manufactured. There's quite a few people that were above the line that have dropped down. Many were famously, they made the most gains in getting above the line. They seem to have jumped below the line this year, but interestingly enough, Dodge are above the line, which is good because they've had some reliability issues. And those guys we always thought were at number one, number two, are Toyota and Lexus. They seem to have fallen off the heap a little bit.
Good. I never liked them anyway.
American car companies struggle too.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of that, Ford says the new Mustang Shelby GT500 is the most powerful car ever built. Are the people at Lamborghini arguing with that? Or what's it?
Well,
by the way, what do you need a car with 760 horsepower for anyway?
That's the whole point. You don't need it. But when you can go 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, Doug, and you can just leave everybody in the dust, that's why you need it, because it makes us feel better as Americans. They're actually saying it's the most powerful Ford Mustang ever built. You know, there's a battle that goes on between Chevy, Ford, and Dodge to who can build the biggest muscle car in America, and Dodge sort of owned it for a long time with their Challenger, their Red Eye, their Hellcat, 707 horsepower, 789 horsepower. So now 760 horsepower is a bit of a slap in the face for the Hellcat. There'll probably be special editions of this GT500 that'll come out. They'll have even more than 800 horsepower. But for right now, looks like Ford is saying, listen, we can do it better than you can, guys. That's why you should buy the new Mustang GT500.
So, not to get too much in the weeds, but how do you produce an engine? Is it boring the piston holes bigger? How do you get more? I mean, it's a sort of a standard stock block, so what do to get that kind of inch out of it?
Yeah, they have very clever technology. It's all about how much air you can get into an engine, right? Because air is what allows the fuel to ignite. And so you make the holes where the fuel comes in bigger. You make the stuff in the engine so the fuel can burn hotter. I mean, it's way above high school engineering for me, but that's what they do. And they spend their weeks and days doing it just to hope to sell you a Ford Mustang GT500.
Yeah. All right, you drove a couple of heavy-duty, well, I don't know, it depends on how you define it, Ford Explorer, and all you did, do you not have good peripheral vision? Is that why you like the button on the
thing? Well, it's the first time I've ever seen one of these buttons in a car. You know, we've always had these sort of parking aids, which would maybe back into a space for you or back out, and you'd have to do 9 different things. Put your foot on the brake, your left finger in your ear, and nod your head 3 times for it to do anything. And the Ford have come up with a very cool system where the vehicle will actually find the parking space for you as you're driving through a parking lot, and then you just hold this button, and it goes, all right, I'm going to do it. And it does everything. Yeah, I tested it a bunch of times. It works perfectly. It didn't make a single mistake. You can lend the car to Aunt Sally. She can just drive it into Home Depot to collect the supplies and the flowers, and you know she'll come back without any dings.
Really? I wonder if you can buy, you can't at Home Depot, but maybe at the shoe store, if we can find shoes that have those white, you've got, I noticed, white threads in your shoes there. Maybe you can, white laces. But I want to get a pair of those shoes. Nick Miles.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.